Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Listen and grow as Del questions the status quo, encourages you to think differently, and empowers you to make a better life. Get ready as Del challenges core beliefs, seeks the truth, and reveals the roadmap to the lifestyle you really want. And now your host, multi-millionaire, national award-winning investor, CEO and founder of Lifestyles Unlimited, Del Walmsley.
Welcome to Del Walmsley Radio Show, where the hype ends and the help begins. I'm your host, Del Walmsley, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. Today, my friends, we are going to discuss an event we've got coming up here. It's going to occur on, it looks like, June 15th of this month. And it's what we're calling the Kansas City, Missouri Midwest Summit. Boy, that's a mouthful. And basically what it is, it's a big, giant meeting of investors that's going to happen there in Kansas City. We're going to have in the morning an event where people are going to show up for a, first of all, a market update for that general area, Kansas City, Missouri, and all surrounding areas for single family. Right. Then we're going to have deals that are available people can pick and choose from. And we're going to have our mentors there to discuss the possibilities of the deals that are available and also any other questions they have about the market and what's going on. Now, that's in the morning. In the afternoon, we're going to have a multifamily event where we're going to have many of our multifamily mentors are going to be there. And we're going to offer up market conditions update, and also we're going to have deals available for people in that area that want to do multifamily deals up there. Our consultants are going to be there, and our mentors are going to be there. The difference between a mentor is someone helps you get set up and buy your property, evaluate it, locate, evaluate, negotiate, contract your property, go through all that. A consultant is somebody who helps you operate it. Once you've owned it, once you're in the deal, there's a lot of things that come up that you're going to need to know, and that's what our consultants do. They're operations experts. So we've got this here coming up in June, and I wanted to bring some people on from that area because, you know, you hear we have people in all 50 states. You hear that we have events all over the country, but it's interesting to me that when you talk about the Midwest, I mean, people think of Texas all the time, but you don't think of Kansas City in that it really is the center of the country. And it really does represent really what the middle class is. You know, they talk about those in politics. They talk about the flyover states, you know, the states nobody even really pays attention to. There's East Coast snobs and there's West Coast snobs, and then there's the flyover people. Yet I find that in these areas where normal people live and environments where normal prices occur, that we get some of our best deals. So I wanted to bring somebody on to explain that and to share their experience with us. So I have with us today Justin Bennett out of Topeka, Kansas, owns properties in Kansas, Missouri. And welcome to the show.
Thank you, Dale. I appreciate you having me.
Well, tell us, first of all, just like everybody else, let's put you through the paces. How did you hear about us?
So, ironically enough, I heard about Lifestyles from one of your other leads. I was kind of dabbling in the multifamily space. I went through the whole IRO aspect of single family fix and flips and started building a single family portfolio and ran across my first apartment deal and fell in love with multifamily, so decided to kind of start doing that and building that portfolio. And through that, ended up with a construction company and a property management company, just kind of winging things as I went along. And then ran into one of a good friend of mine and Lifestyles lead that's now a partner as well, and Mark Flake, who introduced me to the community. And I said, you know what, this looks like something I could use, something I could benefit from. Although I thought I had everything figured out because I was doing it on my own already, after butting heads with my mentor, because I thought I knew what I was doing for the first few months, after realizing you guys have really kind of created a wheel that works perfectly, I decided to buy in and follow to a T the Lifestyles format, and it's paid huge dividends. And so I owe a huge thank you to, you know, Mark Flake for introducing me to the community, and a huge shout out to Nicole Scott, my national mentor, who's bared with me through my stubborn times and really helped me get on track here.
You know, you bring that point up that you thought you had it all figured out. I find myself in life, whenever I take on a new challenge in any way, I find myself not knowing what I don't know. So you may think you know. Now, I'm in a lot of things I'm doing right now, my hobbies, that I know I don't know, but that's the beginning. But then when you think you figured it out, and then you don't even realize that there's things you haven't even come across yet, and you can do preemptive things to make that happen, to get around it and whatnot. So that's good that you actually figured that out. Where and when did you decide that you were going to start doing real estate investing? Just, we skipped over that. I shouldn't skip that.
Yep. So I was actually had the, you know, the classic W-2 job and working for somebody else, making somebody else a bunch of money, and found a business partner that wanted me to go into business with him, and he was in construction, and so we started doing some bigger projects across the country. And in our downtime, we didn't have anything to do, and I don't like sitting still. So that's when I started flipping houses and whatnot, back when that was a big thing, before that became unprofitable. And I said, you know what, I'm making just as much money doing this as I am, you know, traveling the country doing these big construction jobs. And so we decided to park base at home, call that camp, and do more local work. And after the fix and flip started to be less and less profitable, that's when I decided I'm just going to start investing in real estate full time and quit worrying about making money on side hustles. And this is going to be my full time gig.
What do you think it was that made your fix and flip business not that valuable anymore?
The crowded market, all the TV shows, the DIY, you know, HGTV heroes that came about and started overpaying for everything, and you know, really made it hard to get into something you can make money with. And you know, that's one of the things I loved about multifamily, and why I decided to make that shift is you kind of price yourself out of those people that are willing to overpay. You get into the industry and the market where people shop, analyze, and buy based off of the numbers, not off of emotion, not off of a TV show. You know, we don't have any multifamily TV shows that you know, cut down a 2 years worth of work into 30 minutes and make it look like it's creating millionaires. So it was a very easy transition for me.
Hey, so you're looking at it from the outside in and not seeing it if you joined during COVID and then show up at the expo. That had to be kind of mind-blowing to see 5,000 people there all of a sudden, huh?
Oh my God. It was like I just joined Lifestyles all over again. It was amazing getting to talk to passives that were in your deals that I never had the opportunity to meet, getting to meet face-to-face the mentors you've talked to on the phone for the last year and a half, and going to all the classes, learning all the education. And you know, one of the things I was blessed with was, like I said, I'd been grinding for, you know, 5-6 years prior with the single family in our first apartment, and I was swinging the hammer, and I was, you know, working, you know, the 16-hour days every day. And my son, I would pull him in to help occasionally, or when we were spending time together, I would have him help. And he got to the point where he just hated construction, and he hated the properties and whatnot. And after I joined Lifestyles, he saw a switch flip in me, and he saw operations and the management and everything about the whole process become different. And halfway through his senior year, he decided, you know, Dad, I don't want to do athletic training anymore, which is what he was going to go to college and study. He says, I kind of want to do what you do. And I was like, what do you mean what I do? And he's like, you know, the apartment stuff you're doing now. And he differentiated the two between what I used to do and what I do now once I joined Lifestyles. And he's like, I kind of want to do that. And I was like, well, you know what? I was like, I'll tell you what, you still need to go to college. He has great grades and played football, so he's on full ride scholarships to get his education. I said, but I will sign you up for Lifestyles the day you graduate high school. And so we did. We got my son into Lifestyles right away because of everything that we learned. And when we showed up together, you know, I put him through the ringer as well. And we split up and we went to different classes, and he learned. He went to classes as a passive and as a lead. And he was an aspiring lead at the time, since he was able to purchase his first property, which was, it was awesome to me. We went to the mixer at the expo. And, you know, here I am. I've got two deals within Lifestyles already. I've got a bunch of passives. And me and my son have tables right beside each other, and nobody wanted to talk to me, whether it be new people or my current investors. That my son's table was swarmed with investors the whole time, wanting to know about him and his path and his journey and how old he was and how excited they were for him. And it was just amazing, the support and encouragement that this community provides to one another.
You see a lot of that because people are all worried about their kids, man. So when they see somebody else's child being effective, they're like, man, I want some of that. Rub it off on me so I can get my child to do the same thing. That's a neat deal. Let's talk about, wow, so much I want to ask you. I have to get this one off, though, before I forget it. Were you surprised how open people were about their finances and their financial positions when you got here?
Absolutely. Absolutely. That was something in my family my whole life. Everybody kept secret. My previous business partner kept secret. Unfortunately, I lost him to a health issue. But one thing he told me, you know, all along was nobody needs to know how much money you make. Nobody needs to know, you know, he didn't even share that information with his significant other. Was as long as things are taken care of, nobody needs to know that stuff. And, you know, without knowing some of that stuff, you don't drive that positivity, you don't drive that encouragement, you don't drive that confidence in yourself and in your passives or other people or to believe what's possible here within this community.
Yeah, I remember when I first started dating my wife 14 years ago or whatever it was, and the first year we were together, I took her and her kids into my CPA for a tax return, just so they could see what it really meant to actually own stuff and to do stuff. All right, we're going to take a short break. We'll be right back with Justin Bennett and the Del Walmsley Radio Show.
The roadmap to creating the lifestyle you really want. Keep listening. The Del Walmsley Radio Show returns in moments.
Lifestyles Unlimited member Chad on the life-changing rewards of real estate investing.
Whenever you have residents coming in thanking you for taking what was dull and drab and turning it around, making their lives better, that's definitely a blessing.
Become a life changer today with Lifestyles Unlimited. Text the word radio to 88007. That's radio to 88007. Join for just $297, a 60% off savings. Lifestyles Unlimited. Text radio to 88007.
You're hearing the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Want more life-changing knowledge? Access our podcast and listen on demand at lifestylesunlimited.com under the radio tab. Now your host, Del Walmsley.
Welcome back to Del Walmsley Radio Show. Today we are discussing the Midwest Summit coming up in Kansas City, Missouri. With us today to discuss that, Justin Bennett, who is a multifamily investor in the Kansas City area. And Justin, let's go ahead and discuss some of the deals you've done. Why don't you start at the beginning? What was the first deal you did? Looks like you've got quite a few here that you've done. Let's talk about some of the deals you've done and how they've turned out.
Yeah, so my first deal as I joined Lifestyles was purchase of two properties, 230-unit buildings was my deal number one. We still actually have, I've got three deals currently, and we still actually are holding all of them. The plan all along was to refinance and hold for an extended time. The first deal was, like I said, 60 units here in Topeka, Kansas, more of a cash flow play, not a lot of appreciation in the Topeka market, but it's performing well, even with the the insurance and tax hikes, we still continue to perform with that property. We're still doing distributions. It's performing nicely and continuing to grow. And if we can ever get the insurance rates to cool off or come back down a little, it's going to be a great return for us.
Is it tornadoes? What is the, because like so you got all this Gulf Coast stuff that we're running into. You guys can't have that stuff.
Nope. We're in the Midwest. We're in Tornado Alley up here. We get a lot of hail, so a lot of roof damage, wind hail claims, and tornado liabilities. So that's unfortunately our risk factor up here that drives our prices, especially with the last few months and all the tornadoes and things going through Kansas and Oklahoma. It's not helping our cause any, but, it's one of those things we all deal with across the country. So you find other ways to make up for it. And we continue to stay aggressive in the pricing and rub systems, which help offset a lot of those costs. So that one's performing nicely. We have one, a 96, my second deal in the community was a 96-unit deal in Manhattan, Kansas, which is where Kansas State University is. It is a few miles away from campus, so there's no housing concentration of students, and we're fairly close to Junction City, which is our military base. And again, one of our big selling points was there was no concentration of military tenants or anything like that. And we were lucky enough in those first two deals to beat the interest hikes. So we're locked in with some pretty low interest rates. And right now what we're seeing in our market is, although there's still not a ton of deals out there, the deals that are coming to life and to fruition are the ones with assumable debt. And thankfully, one of our deals is Fannie and one of our deals is Freddie, both with assumable debt, both with sub-4 rates. So we're primed in a position where if we can't get things to cool off, we have a very marketable property in both locations. So that's great. After those two deals, I decided, these are great cash flow deals, but I want something that is going to provide that, long-term wealth like Lifestyles likes to focus on. That's the stuff that provides returns, but also provides the ability to really appreciate. And so we decided our best route for that was to head over to the Kansas City market. It is our largest MSA here in this area, and a market that's becoming hotter and hotter for national investors. And so we found a great area in Kansas City in the Country Club Plaza, which is where the summit's going to be held here in a couple weeks. And we bought a 72-unit building. It was, very old, built in the 50s, super outdated, didn't have central air and heat. And we were very familiar with heavy value adds. And we decided to take this one on. We got it at a great price point. We're able to add central heat and air with the ductwork that was already existing, and did a really, really deep dive into renovating this property. It's amazing the transformation that occurred. And now, although it's taking us a little longer than we wanted or anticipated, it's starting to fill up and will provide huge dividends to our investors and good returns with a refinance if rates continue trending in the right direction there. Our insurance hasn't hit us there yet. Taxes did. Taxes in Kansas City are crazy right now, but they have a very friendly appeals process, which we're in the middle of, and we can save some money there. It's going to be tremendous to the value it can add to our property there as well. So Kansas City market is a I don't even want to say up and coming market because it's been hot for a while, but it's a very friendly market for us in this area as far as appreciating property values like you see in the Phoenix and the Houston and the coastal markets. So that is our new base. That's where we call home. That's where some of the one of the other leads in Mark Flake has decided to transition his acquisitions to, and I think we can do a lot of good in the Kansas City market right now.
Let's talk a little bit about the market. Off the top of your head, you don't have to have the exact number. That's not relevant. But, Houston's 4.5 million people. How many people are in Kansas City, Missouri?
Not that many. Kansas City is Kansas City is more along the lines of the Oklahoma cities. It's larger than Wichita, Kansas. Probably like Cleveland, Ohio.
What do you think that is? A million people?
Just under.
Just under a million? What about where you live at in Topeka? How large is that city?
Topeka, we're just under 300,000. Kansas City as a MSA is like I said, it's going to be right around a million people when you add in all the suburbs. You're downtown Kansas City, and that's one of the great debates is Kansas City in Kansas or Missouri? Well, as you stated when you came on, it's Missouri is the majority of Kansas City, but by the time you add all of the Kansas City, Kansas and the suburbs of KC Mo, you're right at a million. Downtown KC, you're right at about half a million.
Yeah, I've always wanted to know that. How do those two cities break in half, or are they just the same city happen to be on two sides of a state line?
So yeah, same city on the half of the state line. Our border is the river, the Missouri River that runs through basically downtown Kansas City. And so as Kansas City started to grow and expand, it just crossed the river, and at some point it shut off on both sides. Missouri likes to claim Kansas City because that's where all of our sports teams are, as far as the Chiefs and the Royals and all of the downtown area. But it is actually on both sides.
Justin has done two 30-unit apartment complexes, a 96-unit apartment complex, and now is doing a rehab project, a value play on a 72-unit apartment complex. And the question I wanted to ask you was, when you got involved and saw what was going on, compared to this other program or other groups of programs that you belong to, raising capital, did that surprise you? I mean, I've seen people raise $5 to $10 million in a week. I've seen them raise $30 million in 2 or 3 weeks. Were you surprised how much capital could be raised and how easy it was?
That was definitely one of the things that was very surprising to me, and one of the driving forces into really taking lifestyles seriously was, hey, here's a group of investors that want to do deals with people like us that are willing to be the boots on the street and manage and take care of these properties. And just to wrap up what we were talking about just a second ago, to summarize that, the major difference is protection for passives with the white papers and the guidelines that leads must follow, and support for the leads themselves, whether it be from other mentors, other leads, operations consultants. There's resources for everyone to be successful in this community, and that was the biggest difference.
Well, we call that the abundance mentality. I think you understand what that means, is that there's enough for all of us. It really is.
Absolutely.
So let's talk about your raised capital real quick. On the deals you've done, each one, just really quickly, how much capital do you have to raise for each one, just so people can get an idea of what goes down on these deals?
Yeah, so the first deal, the 60-unit deal, we raised just under $2 million, like $1.7 million. Good price point there in Topeka. The second deal, the 96-unit deal, we raised just over $2 million at like $2.2 million. And then the third deal, as those two deals provided, returns and performing the way they should, my investors allowed me to go do a third deal. And that one was a much larger deal. And we raised just right at $7 million for that one. So it was, kind of a step-by-step process and increase in growth, just like you want to do and anticipate to do when you start doing deals like this. And so every single time the deals went out, the investors asked the same intelligent questions. They were questions that, made you realize that these investors were educated. They're asking the right questions. They know the right things to look for. And that just gives you a good feeling as a lead. But the amount of capital that this community provides to these educated investors continues to blow my mind, and not just in my deals, but other deals that I'm invested in, and the other deals that I see go out that fill up before I even get a chance to invest in them. That's what's crazy to me is I see a deal that I want to invest in, and I'm like, okay, I need to move some money here. I need to do this. I need to do that. And then before you know it, it's full. It's like, wait, that was almost $20 million. How do they have that much money already? And it's definitely mind-blowing to me, the opportunities that continue to be presented and continue to get filled in this community.
So after you grab the abundance mentality and realize that there really is enough money for everybody to go do these deals, the question is, did you ever go back to your friends at the other programs and say, hey, guys, you should come take a look at this. It's a little different.
Absolutely. I've obviously, like I said, my son immediately realized it. Other people that I met in the other communities, I turned onto Lifestyles, said, hey, you need to look at this group. People that were trying to get me to join other groups, I said, I'm grouped out. I found the one. I don't need any more groups.
I'm grouped out. I've never heard that.
Spending all of my time and energy in this group because it makes sense to me.
I want to hear this. Tell us about your son. I mean, that's always the greatest stories when you can pass it on to another generation. What has your son done?
So, yeah, obviously, like I said, he graduated valedictorian in his high school, football scholarship, all the things, went to his freshman year, said, you know, Dad, I think I want to be done. I've learned enough in Lifestyles. Now I think I want to do my first deal. So he actually hung up his football cleats and is just finishing school and started his first deal. So he bought a 10-unit complex the end of July last summer, and he will be selling hopefully on August 1, a day after a year of ownership. So he has flown through it. He's managed the project. He's managed the crews, worked with the management team to turn leases and make sure units are available to be turned quickly. And he's so excited. He is kind of like me. He's very driven, and he's ready for his next deal. And I said, well, why don't we wait till we get this one sold? And, you know, it might not happen before you go back to school in August, but we'll be ready once it sells. So he is he loves the community. He loves, you know, every time he sends out a report, he likes getting emails back from passives or texts or phone calls. And he calls me. He's like, Dad, guess what? You know, XYZ called and said, this looks great, and they love the decks. And he's just super motivated and super encouraged.
Wonderful story, Justin. We got to go. We want to thank you for coming on today. And the rest of you out there, remember, Kansas City, Missouri, June 15, Midwest Conference. Don't miss it. And remember, it's not the money. It's the lifestyle. See you tomorrow.
Thank you for listening to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Want more of Del's unconventional wisdom? Go to lifestylesunlimited.com and click the radio tab. Listen to past shows, hear podcasts on demand, and find out how you can change your life today. The Del Walmsley Radio Show is part of the Lifestyles Unlimited Radio Network.
The information and opinions you hear on the Del Walmsley Radio Show are those of the host, Del Walmsley, his guests, and his callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Del Walmsley Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Del Walmsley Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.